Our water cooler topic for today is Pesach. Freedom is a responsibility. On the holiday of Pesach, we talk a lot about the concept of freedom, the fact that we were slaves and we were freed and we left Egypt, and the concept of understanding what freedom really is something that we speak about a lot over the holiday of Pesach, over the holiday of Passover. The concept of matzah, that we know that matzah itself is nothing. There's water and there's flour and that's matzah, but that's real freedom. Because in order to understand what freedom is, we have to understand that freedom is the matzah, which is I don't need anything. I don't need anything. I'm a ben chorin, I'm free that I can do whatever I want. But what does that mean that I'm free to do whatever I want? What does it mean that the Jews who were slaves in Egypt and were freed, that they were free to do whatever they want? We are told there's a concept called avda behefkera nicholai, that a slave wants to be free. But the word that is used is hefker. Hefker is not the same thing as free as in freedom, where somebody is released from somewhere. Hefker means that he wants to just do anything, anything in the world. You take a student, a high school student, and you send them off to college. He's free. What does it mean he's free? He's free that now I can do whatever I want. My parents aren't on my back, and now I could go crazy. That's the freedom that a slave, that the Talmud tells us, avda b'efker nichle, that a slave wants. But that is not the freedom that we were given when we left Egypt. The second after we left Egypt, what happened? Yay, we're free, we're not slaves anymore, now what do? Shortly after, we accept the Torah. We accept 613 responsibilities. How free were we? What were we so happy about? Because freedom doesn't mean that now I'm free to do whatever I want, to riot, to run around, to burn things, to have fun. That's not what freedom means. Freedom is a responsibility. People think sometimes that the concept of religion is a crutch, the opium of the masses, that people just need something to grab onto, so they grab onto religion. But religion is a responsibility. It's a major responsibility. It's 613 responsibilities. But even more than that, the Torah tells us that I expect you to be mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh, that we should be a holy nation. We should be an example to the world of what it means to do the right thing. And that is the freedom that we are given. The freedom that we are given is the opportunity to show that we are free from everything around us so that we can do the right thing. And that is a responsibility. And that responsibility we take with us to show the world that when we are free, we can do the right thing. Unfortunately, people in the world associate freedom with being free and doing whatever you want. But that's not what real freedom is. The freedom that we got when we left Egypt and then accepted the Torah was the freedom of responsibility, was the freedom to show that we are not tied to anything, just like the matzah. We don't need anything in order to do the right thing, that intrinsically we do the right thing. And freedom has taught us to become good people. And that is a tremendous responsibility that we have and that hopefully we can show to the world.